This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, I realised something was different at about 12 or 13. A boy. I liked a boy.
I grew up in a small country town, so I always knew that I was a little bit different to everybody else. You just weren't exposed to really many other gay people to know.
I think I realised myself when I was about 8 or 9 years old.
I was attracted to boys. It's as simple as that, and I realised it wasn't a phase, it wasn't part of puberty.
Well, what you heard there was a small snippet from a video called made for part of the It Gets Better series. It was started in the US by Dan Savage, I believe, and it's gone right around the world. Lots of companies, lots of individuals have posted videos to say it gets better, basically to encourage gay kids who are having a rough time to hang in there, and to, you know, basically don't get too depressed. You have got friends out there. It will get better when you get a bit older. It's not to absolutely everybody's taste. Jennifer has messaged in and said, humour works best and the best ads in the world engage with wit and creativity. This ad is too American and not that creative. Well, we have one of the creators, the creator, I suppose, here in the studio with us, Carrington Brigham.
Well, as most playwrights would like to say, everyone's a critic, right?
Yeah. But they didn't actually have to go and do this. Was it hard work to get this done?
It was. I wouldn't say. A lot of people have asked me this question, was it hard work? And I don't think that it was at all ever that it was hard work, but it was definitely challenging at times. But always, it always shone through with so much light in what we did. And I'm very proud that we did it.
I'm very proud that you did it too. I mean, I think it's a wonderful thing to have done. How was management about the whole thing?
Yeah, that was the that was really how it really kicked off. I presented an idea to my managing director of consumer for Optus, and his name's Michael Smith, and he's been on TV. You've probably seen him before.
Yeah.
And he, I said to him, look, there's this video that I want to show you that's part of the It Gets Better project. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a corporate social phenomenon that's going worldwide, and it's happened as a result of, you know, lots of suicides. But I didn't tell him that until I got him to watch the video first.
Right, because just to interrupt you there, I mean, the famous corporate one, of course, was the Apple one. I think that was probably the first big corporate one.
I think Pixar's has been a bit more popular than the Apple's, but Apple's
much as this correspondent said, it was an American thing.
Yeah, it was definitely an American thing, and despite the website saying that, look, other people from other nations have done it as well, no other corporate company around the other side of the world had really done it. I mean, I think there was one company that had done it, which was Lonely Planet, which are owned by the BBC. Mm-hmm. So there was many companies that had done it, but mostly technological companies. And I think a lot of technological companies have a lot of diverse people.
Yes.
And I think that's something that I saw, and I thought, well, you know, this is something that really fits in with Optus as well. And we're definitely a company that is proud of its diversity, and we're always out there making sure.
So how did your managing director take to it?
Yeah, he. I said to him, look, just make sure you have a box of tissues close to you because something might disperse from your eyes. And he wrote back to me and said, I didn't need the tissues, but yes, I was very close. And he said, look, this is something that's very important. I can see that you think it is very important and something that we think would fit in with our diversity. So look, if you can get at least 20 passionate people together, then we'll see what we can do, and we'll see what we can do to bring it about.
Carrington, look, I just want to say it's an amazing video, and I'm really pleased that it's out there. I'm just curious, how did you go about getting those 20 people to appear? Was it easy?
No, that's a great question. I thought I'd have the attitude of Facebook. Like, you sign up Facebook and you get friends because people look for you and they put you on there. So what I did was I created an email, explained very thoroughly what it was all about, how bad bullying and how bad suicide was in this country, that it's not really spoken about because of the media laws that we have, and so we don't really see much about it or the effects of what has happened.
Yeah, that's a big problem, isn't it? Because a lot of this was kicked off because in the States there's been enormous publicity around this issue. We have had story after story after story of students, even quite young kids, taking their own lives because they've been bullied for being gay. it happens here too. We know it happens here too. The statistics say so, but we never hear anything about it.
Exactly. So, I mean, I did a few different things. We have an internal social system where, which is similar to Facebook, where people can talk through ideas together and stuff like that. So I got some buy-in from that area of the business. Plus, I also sent out emails to people and they would send them on to other people to say, would you be interested? We got a lot of support, a resounding amount of support from people. A lot of people who didn't want to be in a video didn't want to be in it, and that's fair enough. Not everyone wants to put their face on, you know, TV or YouTube or things like that, and, sure. And I can respect that.
You did get an amazing number of people to do it.
I did, but it didn't start out that way. So we started back in April, and we pretty much just finished it up, and we finished filming in early August. So back in April, I really only had about 4 people that were interested in being in the video, but I had, you know, at least 100 people that supported the idea.
Yeah.
So then I had to really encourage people and go out to the business and say, look, would you be interested in being a part of this video? This is what it's about. This is why it's important. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's not easy going up to everyone and saying, look, I think you might be gay or lesbian or something like that. Would you mind sharing your stories of how you grew up?
I was going to say, how did you spot him? You had your gaydar up,
well,
turned,
you know,
up full.
That, you know, that lovely gaydar that we all have, huh?
Carrington, what's been the reaction since the video's been released from within Optus?
I can't tell you how overwhelmingly positive it has been. I'm constantly trying to sift through my emails trying to get through to all my emails about all the congratulations, and it's great that all the participants were involved in this, and that's what we really have to focus on here is a big thank you to all those people who were involved. I mean, without them it certainly wouldn't have happened. Without my managing director's support, and especially upper management support, it wouldn't have happened at all. And you know, definitely the right place at the right time with the right people in the organisation as well. You know, they were very, very proud to be part of it, and they were very supportive from the start, and I can't thank them enough.
Well, I do think it's terrific that you know, that your management was supportive, that you've had a good reaction to it. I think it illustrates how far corporate Australia generally has come. I mean, I guess it varies from industry to industry. I mean, we had the story of James Newbury the other week, who organised that rally outside Bob Catter's office. Now, you mentioned
brilliant.
About technology people. He works for Exastrata, which is a mining company, which you would think would be, you know, ultra macho sort of place and not very interested in this sort of thing. But he does work in the IT section, I should say. They were very supportive. They gave him the time to sort of organise things. When he wanted to win tickets to Lady Gaga, they loaned him some earth movers he could pose on. You know, I think corporate Australia is getting with the programme.
We certainly had to have a look at and see if it fitted in with, you know, our diversity, and it certainly did. I put together a communication pack.
But so often, you know, companies pay lip service to diversity,
right,
but don't do anything about
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
This is doing right. something about it, which I think is marvellous.
And there has to be people within the organisation that have passion, that want to really drive something
Indeed.
Like this. And it's well and good, you're absolutely right, it's well and good to say, look, we want to be a part of this, but then what's the next step and how do you see it through? And that's something that I wanted to do and see through to the very end with Optus. And we have our own studio and our own video production team as well, so they got that all
always,
together for
always
us.
Always handy to have that on board. Well, thank you, Carrington. We're going to have to leave that one there because we have another guest to fit into the program, but do please stay with us, both of you. Up next, we're going to be talking to the Porsche driving fashion plate straight footballer who's fighting homophobia in sport.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.